Jeffy Connor.
Your non-stop entertainment radio.
May. It's bank holidays, so the weather is hot. When I say hot, it's very hot. So I think that's actually affected my day somehow. But it's a good thing. But welcome. Welcome. How are you guys doing? That's one of my favorite questions when I come here every Monday. How are you doing? And when I asked this question, I meant it. As beautiful as today's weather is, for some people, it's not good. For one reason or the other, emotionally, financially, physically, they just find that, you know, people are out there having fun, enjoying the weather. But it's not the same thing for me. So to this kind of people, I ask you, how are you? I hope it gets better. Because that's why Posh Peace Cast is created. For people to actually express themselves, whatever they are going through. When you feel like things are not the way you want them to be, that's the best time to actually reach out where we can talk. So I will share my own experience today because today's show was meant to be a therapy style session with one of my friends who is also a radio presenter. But unfortunately, just few hours ago, and when I mean few hours, like 2 hours ago, something came up and she's not here today, which means I have to be your one and only host today. And I've been reflecting ever since I got that news because I was not happy, but I'm gonna flip it, and that's the beauty of life. We have to learn how to flip things because things doesn't always go our way. So I'm gonna come up with a topic while I'm here today, and we're gonna do something more fun, and then we can challenge ourselves that when things didn't go the way we want it to be, what can we do? How do we rise up to the challenge? You know? So today, guys, you're gonna be with me, and I promise you we're gonna have fun today. Last week we had a very beautiful session with my therapist friend, a colleague. It was a very good one. We spoke about the individual part two. Justina was here from France. We had our very first international podcast, I believe, because she came all the way from France to come and speak with us, and she did spoke with us, and it was a very good session about individual, you know, how do we rise up to our occasion? Who are you when life gets tough? Like today now, who am I today when my guest has canceled on me? What do? Would I make it a better one? Or do I just wallow in pitiness and mourn about the situation? And that's how life goes. Sometimes we plan and plan and plan. You have backup ABC, but still doesn't work the way you want it to be. Then you've going to have to improvise. And that's what we spoke about last week, funny enough. So, let's run through our first song just the way we do every week. But before we go into that, I'm going to do a quick shout out to our sponsor for the week, which is BPM Solution. I spoke about this company every week. BPM Solution, it's a company that helps you with your career when you're trying to change your career. They recruit staff for people virtually. It's a worldwide company, so you don't actually need you anywhere you are, they can actually assist. We also have Esther A Coaching, who is one of our, which is actually one of my partners now, like I used to say. Esther A Coaching is there for you if you need coaching. You're changing your career, you want a new CV, you want to get paid according to your skills. That's what she does. So also, we have some other new sponsors that just came on, which I will talk about them in a minute. But let's go through our first song, and then we can just go straight into the show for today, because before we know, the time will be gone. So because I'm in an emotional roller coaster right now because of disappointment today, so we're going to do the first song, which is called Emotional Eye. Emotional Eye, by Buju and Saz. So I think that's the best song for me to listen to while I adjust myself, and then I'm gonna give you guys the best content you always desires, and I'll see you in a minute.
It's yours. I never felt this way before. some more. That sweet love you're on. And in this moment, you got me open, bleeding out all my emotions. And I'm still hoping that I'm important, feeling a sort of emotional.
We have a new sponsor for this week, and I'm sure you guys know about this Unity Cup that Nigeria do participate every year. So it's in London, so Nigeria will be taking on India, while Zimbabwe they call Jamaica. So Unity Cup is hosted in London at Charlton, the Valley, on 26th to 30th, which will start tomorrow. So there's going to be an after party of this cup competition, and it's going to be happening in London at Royal Regency in London. So you guys should please, if you're in London, you should be able to see the go and check the show out in London. There's a special artist that's going to be there called Ru Swahili Gala J Melody. Right, so let's go turn up for that Nigeria versus India, and then if we make it to the final, we can probably win it. I think we're actually the defending champion, I'm not too sure, or something like that. There's a lot of technical situation today, so we're really sorry about that. I feel like today's episode it's kind of, well, we'll get there. There's a disappointment from my the guest that was meant to be here, and I think there's some also glitch with the instrument, the engineers and whatever here today. But guys, we're so down, and this is why I'm gonna call the title of this or the topic for this show, Athlete Disappointment. I had to come up with this immediately because that is the only way I can handle my emotions and how I'm feeling today. Because, handling disappointment. You know, sometimes we plan, but the plan actually doesn't work out the way we actually thought it would be. You know, and that's when you actually know how emotional resilient you are. You know, how do you handle rejection? What is your healing like? You know, how do you carry on when it seems like nothing is working? You know, when things does not go to the plan, what do we do? You know, so on Posh Peace Cash tonight, we're having a real conversation about handling disappointment, you know, emotionally, mentally, professionally, in every walk of life. How do you keep up with life when people or your expectation lets you down? You know, there's a pain of disappointment. Let's start with that. When you are disappointed, it is not easy. It is not funny at all. I've been in a situation many times where I've been disappointed or let down. And there's only two ways. It's either you let it swallow you or you actually rise up to the occasion and find a way out. And, you know, one of it is actually today. You know, the expectation versus reality. My expectation today was I'm going to be sitting down with someone and we're going to have a heart-to-heart conversation. But right now, I'm here by myself. But how do I handle it? I could have canceled the show, guys. I could have just said, you know what, it's not happening today. But here I am. We're going on, you know, we soldier on. This is the reality. This is my reality today. Just like for everyone out there, where you've wrote that exam, and then you didn't pass.
Hello. Right. So apparently, I've been speaking for a very long time, and it's not even reflecting back home, or. You know what is good about Posh Peace Couch is you can actually express yourself. I need to like count my breath and do some meditation for myself right now because my emotion is high. Like that first song, my emotion is really, really high, off the roof. But guess what? We are not moved by our emotions because we have them in check. The best way to handle life as a whole is to make sure you're in charge of your emotions. And like I was saying earlier, which I don't know if actually heard me or not, because the technicality of today's show, right from the disappointment from the guest to the engineer works, is actually off. It's off. And that threw me as a person also off. You know, it's a problem with mic. There's a problem with even the TikTok does not go live on time. But like I said, just like the title, disappointment. So how do we undo disappointment? And how am I handling it right now? For people that can see my facial expression, I'm still smiling, but I am fuming. If someone should ask me right now, this is actually the best time to ask me, Shei, how are you? And I'm going to tell you, I am not good. I am upset. My emotion is running at 1,000 kilometers per hour right now. I'm boiling. But will I let that affect me or control how I behave? No. Because emotions are temporary. Decisions can be permanent. So there's somebody out there today that's looking forward to this program. And I could have made a decision to cancel this program because of how I'm feeling, because of disappointment. And that one person will miss out. Which means I've let my emotion determine what outcome for someone else, which is what I don't want to do today. So how do you undo disappointment? And that's the question for you guys today. Just the way I'm talking about it. You know, I had a text message just 2 hours before the show that my guest will not be here for some reason or the other. And I'm like, and I've actually already left home. So I'm thinking, what do I do? I got to the studio and everything was not looking the way it should. And I'm thinking, Shei, the devil is a liar. Actually, that's actually one my favorite slogan or statement. The devil is a liar. We learn how to overcome our disappointment. You know, and disappointment is normal. It's a day-to-day life. And what it does, unfortunately, is it deters you from trusting people or trusting the system. Because now you need to make sure you have backup plan A, B, C, or D just because people might let you down. You know, people get disappointment every day. My spouse, friendship, business partners. Because you cannot do anything without trust. And people trust quickly sometimes. And then you meet this. And then you get disappointment, you get let down. And now that will create a shield or a guard for you to trust the next person. But the next person hasn't done anything to you, unfortunately. And that's what disappointment does. And then emotions, because you're emotionally invested in that situation, either as a work, a business, your partner, children, family, your emotion is in it. So it's really, really difficult to actually handle it. One of my friends asked me a question the other day. She was like, Posh, how do you always stay calm in every situation? Listen, I wasn't born like this. I wasn't. My disappointment over the years taught me how to handle disappointment. So nothing phases me anymore. Nothing moves me. Nothing comes as a shock. Yes, do I feel somehow when people let me down? Absolutely. That what makes me human. But do I stay down? No. We soldier on. We soldier on immediately. And that's how I'm trying to make sure what people at home are getting today. Disappointment is a necessity. It will happen. You cannot, and I say it again, you cannot run away from it. You cannot run away from it. But what you can do is just carry on with it. Make the best of it. I am right now. I am. So, and I'm hoping that someone out there will learn how to handle the emotions going on from today. You know, People show who you who they are. Yeah, people show their true colors. But when they do, what do? Thing is, you can influence what people will do to some certain extent, but you cannot influence the outcome at all. Like I said earlier, you can plan, but trust me, that plan might not actually come to fruition the way you thought it would be. This is not my plan today, but here we are. But you have to protect your peace. And these are the key points I want people to know. Your peace comes first. So when that disappointment hits you, bam, you need to think about yourself. How does this affect me? Trust me, for 1 hour after I received that message today, I was sat down there and I was just smiling. Because I'm like, damn. I had no backup plan. I had nothing. Actually, it's the very first time since we've been doing Posh Peace Couch that the guest has not turned up, funny enough. But also, something came up from that side also, because you cannot think about yourself alone. You've got to think about the other person, and that's how you can handle your emotions. Even if, whatever the reason, give them an excuse of why that has happened, that is good for you. Give them an excuse. Because sometimes people disappoint you, they don't even say anything. They ghost you, and then you're thinking, really? But if you give, like, okay, I don't know, maybe his cat died, a dog ran away, I'm giving them an excuse. And with that, I feel better. Because at the end of the day, it's about me. I need to protect my peace. I need to stay in my demeanor. Like the Gen Z we said. You know, you need to make sure your emotion, you have a emotional boundaries. You know, even the Bible said we should guard our hearts. So some things you have to guard your heart. Because when your emotion, when you don't know how to handle your emotion, that's when something happens, you flare up. You're up and down, you're running right the skelter. Because you have no shield around your emotion. Your emotion is everywhere. You know? And because you have to respect people's decision. Because guess what? You can also disappoint people. I've disappointed people in my life. Definitely. I have. So as much as I'm thinking that, oh my God, the world is falling, this person has done this to me, you can also do the same thing to people. So that's where the emotional regulation, that's where it comes from. That's where it starts. That's how you handle situation. But you need to know if the person you're dealing with, is he a pattern? Is he an excuse? When you've learned that pattern, then you know, okay, this person is not a trusting person. This person is not this, it's not that. But if someone has disappointed you, maybe one time, I mean, you have to give them evidence of a doubt. You have to give evidence of a doubt. So, but if that person keeps doing the same thing all over and all over again, then guys, then you need to know, okay, this is time where probably you have to cut the ties, set the proper boundaries between you and that person. Because you cannot stay in that loop of where you're actually getting disappointed. It's not good for you. It's not healthy at all. So you've got to do something about it. Because disappointment affects your mental health. It does. I know the most common one people talk about is relationship. Oh, my partner cheated on me. I was disappointed. Oh, my child did something. I was disappointed. But no, not just that. There's business. You've invested your money, your effort, certain thing in the certain business, and then the business did not work out. That is a big disappointment. But now you still have a choice. Are you going to get drowned in that disappointment, or are you gonna keep going up, back up like, come on, we're gonna do this again? And they said the highest madness of life is actually doing the same thing and expecting different results. So which means you might need to try another angle, you might need to try something else, you might need to do something else, but you don't give up. What we do don't do, and I'll say that again, what we don't do is we don't give up. We don't give up. We soldier on. I appreciate everyone that's been texting me from home. You know, people are actually, wow. I'm really overwhelmed right now because I'm getting a lot of messages, encouraging messages about how that, yeah, it happens. Yes, thank you guys. Thank you guys. I'm seeing this. I'm actually, you guys are making me emotional, and I don't want to be emotional. Yeah, it's challenging today, but we don't give up. We turn that disappointment into blessing. We make it an opportunity. I'm still here, and I'm still talking to people today. And this might be for someone, and that's all I need. I need one person that will say, the couch today, actually, I got a message today that whatever situation, I won't give up. I won't let my disappointment determine my future. You know? Relationships, like I said earlier, you've invested years, your strength, your health, your physical being into a relationship, and the next thing, the other person said they are not interested anymore, or they found someone else. Or I even watched a movie the other day. The guy who actually got married to someone else. Why is he as a girlfriend? Do you know how disappointment that is for your partner to be getting married to someone else while you thought you were in a relationship? I think that's deep. Well, talking about that, let's take a second break. Because I think I need to gather myself together. Now that people have sent me a message, they've encouraged me, I'm back in my food element. So, I'm going to take a break. We're going to listen to a song called Forgiveness. Because that's what I'm going to talk about in the next session when I come back. When people disappoint you, like I said, you give them an excuse. You forgive them. Forgiveness. That's a song by Shake. So let's listen to Forgiveness. And then when I'm back, we'll talk about the second episode, the second part of this episode for today's podcast. And I'll see you in a minute.
Consistency, I promise to remain consistent in my positive action. Forgiveness, Father, forgive me for the bad parts that I don't do. Consistency, I promise to remain consistent in my positive action. Too many girls we had fuck up. Too many friends we had cut up. Just the smoke, just the juggle. I do overthink, I say talk up. Don't see you in your ship, but you're alone. It can take time and effort. But to get on, you will be stubborn. You will only grab me a ball up. That's too much to me, you know, when you meet me. Who could go to the call of my soul? Move on, no soul, you've been in your soul. A ball on, you won't love me. Recognizing and accepting, reflecting, I don't learn lessons. Nobody perfect but me.
Nobody perfect but me.
Forgiveness.
forgiveness. Forgive me for the bad things that I do. Consistency, consistency. I promise to be consistent in my positive fashion. Forgiveness, forgiveness. Father, forgive me for the bad things that I do. Consistency, consistency. I promise to remain consistent in my positive action.
Welcome back, people. Yeah, that's a song by Asake called Forgiveness. Welcome back to Posh Beats Couch with Shay John Oluwasego. As I was saying earlier, guys, I'm talking about a topic I came up with less than half an hour ago, which is handling disappointment. For people that are just joining, today's episode was actually meant to be a therapy session with Yolanda, but unfortunately, Yolanda couldn't make it to the show, which was very disappointing for me. But that was not the end. I got here, and the technicality of everything just went off. TikTok has not been on. I've been told now that it's been frozen for the past half an hour, which means people there actually had nothing to listen to. So you can see. So my emotion was up and down, has been, is still, but we keep it in check. We maintain our demeanor, we maintain our stays, because you cannot be caught on fresh. You know, and I forgive everyone in advance, like that song says. Forgiveness. That is the best way to handle disappointment, is forgiving people, even in advance. Yeah, in advance. It's not for them. It's for you. It's for you. Because you need your peace of mind. It's very important. When you have your peace, then that's all you need. Your peace will keep you going. But when you've lost that, yo. So guys, I'm talking about disappointment. How do we handle it? What do we do when the life gets tough? You know? My answer is, you keep showing up. You keep showing up anyway. I could have canceled today's show because of everything that's going on, but we are still here live. Because for that one person that might need that word, that might need that statement, that might need that encouragement, so we soldier on. You know, professional resilience. When you that business seems failing, that's not when to say, oh, I'm not doing business anymore. No. No. You can change strategy. You know, you can change the settings, but you don't give up. Show up for yourself. Stay committed. Despite all the setback, you've got to stay committed. You know, you have to turn this disappointment into growth. You have to turn this money to you. You cannot let that money determine you. You cannot let it determine how your life or your work or your professionalism turn out to be. No, you can't. And these are the things that build your emotional resilience, because we all need to be disciplined with our emotions. The reason why some partner beat up their partners, you know, domestic violence, is because one party cannot control their emotions. Right. The woman, stereotypically, apologies, might be saying a lot of things, talking, yabbing, blah, 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 because she can't control her emotions.
And then the guy also, because of what I've been said, will lash out. So what happened here is the lady who has not controlled her emotion by keep talking has triggered the guy who also cannot control his own emotion by beating or raising your hand or retaliating to what the other person has done. It's all down to emotional resilience, emotional discipline. And we all need this. We all need this. We all need to be disciplined with our emotions. You can't just let everything triggers you. You can't just be angry with everything. No. It's good to be sensitive. I'm a fan of being sensitive because I am. But you've got to do that in a healthy way. Someone cannot come here now and shout at me. I know what to say. I'm not going to shout back at you, but I'll put you in your place. Respectfully. So you don't need to actually react to everything that comes your way. So when that disappointment arrives, you also have something inside of you that will make you stand the test of time. You know? Because sometimes when we get disappointed, I understand, because I'm going through one. So I understand how tough, because I know people might tell me, oh, Posh, it's easy for you because you're a therapist. It's easy for you because you've mastered it. Sorry, I am human. So I need to validate this for everyone. I need to validate it. When you're disappointed, you're disappointed. It's just the way you handle it. That's the next thing. It's the way you handle it. You know, have you ever depended on someone and they let you down? Do you know how terrible that is? That very person is everything you needed at that point in time, and they've given you their word. What lesson has disappointment taught you? Because it taught us, like I said, I am who I am today because of the past. So I've channeled all my past experiences, all my past trauma, I've channeled it to something good where I can now stand. When things comes again, I know how to handle it. I know how to keep my emotions in check. You know? Because sometimes when people do things to you, you will question, like, really? Is this actually happening to me? You will question your own self because you're like, boy, guys, it's just part of the game. It's part of life. It's part of life. Guys, I want you to drop me a message on TikTok right now for if it's actually back on, because I don't even know what's going on. How have you handled your own emotion in the past? How have you dealt with disappointment? Let's share your experience. You know, handling disappointment is not pretending it didn't hurt. Okay, guys, it is not pretending it didn't hurt, because it does. It's learning how to heal. Without is losing yourself. You've got to heal without losing yourself. Remember last week we spoke about healing. You've got to heal. So it's good to take a time off. It's good to say, okay, actually, you know, if I've canceled this show, it is valid. It is valid. It's okay. If that's how I know how to handle my emotion, then that's fine. There's no wrong answer for that. But also, you've got to learn that not every day things will go the way you want it to be. And if every time there's a problem with technical issue on the studio, I cancel show. If there's any time where the guest did not turn up, I cancel show. Then what does that say about me as a person? You know? What does that say about me? The people start questioning my own, you know, my own personality. Like, okay, do you actually want to be here? Because you can't keep telling us technical fault. No. And another thing is,
not everyone assigned to your journey is meant to stay. So disappointment can be blessing. Disappointment can be a blessing. Disappointment teaches you strength. It teaches you strength. So when someone disappoints you, because the life is a journey, and that person is not is just a phase in your journey. So that disappointment might be their cue to exit. So you can't take that personal. You can't take that personal. You can't take it personal. So like I said, guys, if you have any question or you want to rant to Posh, it's time to rant now because I've got my own ranting. And the ranting is still the same thing that we're talking about, which is disappointment. Why do people do some certain thing without considering the other party? But then what's the answer? The answer is, number one, people can be selfish. Or sometimes, like I said earlier, they might not mean it. They might genuinely not mean it. So we have to give them evidence of a doubt sometimes. So, I'm still waiting on people to, I don't know, is TikTok back on? Okay. I've been told TikTok is back on, guys. And for people on radio, I'm going to open the line right now. I don't really do that much, but if you can give me a call on WhatsApp, it's 0744-881-1570. Or you can message me direct, which is 074-81-925-384. 074-81-925-384. Tell me your biggest disappointment. Tell me how you handle it. Let me just get my phone in case people are asking me or also messaging me. So, and the rant of the day for today, I'm gonna start my rant with actually. Let me do a shout out to Arsenal. So Arsenal won the league. Ooh, it's been 22 years. So, but my rant is, can we breathe? Like, can we breathe? I'm a proud Chelsea fan. And, you guys should just reserve, my opinion is this, reserve your celebration to the Champions League, because that's one thing you still haven't won. You haven't won the Champions League, and you're in the final, so we're happy for you. But can you guys chill? After next weekend, then you can actually do your celebration together. If it works, because I don't believe it will anyway. But, yeah. Arsenal fans, guys, chill. That's my rant today, because there's a lot going on social media. Everything is Arsenal. Gunnar Stammer. Like, they've created a lot of things going on right now. I'm thinking, jeez. This is why we don't want you guys to win it. But now that you've won it, congratulations. So I've got some message here from someone that says showing up for yourself. Yes, disappointment means showing up for yourself because it challenges you. It challenges you. So some certain things you don't even know you can do until you hit that rock bottom. That's when you will do that thing. You will force to do it. It brings out the new skills in you. I mean, I know I can run the show alone, which is not a problem, but I didn't know I can actually,
come up with a topic on a spot, because this I've not done before, guys. So this is a new skill for me. I've just learned today now that I can actually come up with a topic right there on the pod, and I'm talking. You know? And when this happened, you need to celebrate it. Yes, someone just said that. Show up for yourself and celebrate your little milestone. Yes. Now today, after this show, after I've managed to storm the 1 hour alone, I need to give myself some pat on the back. So no matter how the show has gone today, I actually don't need the feedback for today's show. Is it good? I don't know. Is it bad? I don't know. I don't need validity for today, but I know is I've done my part. I've showed up for myself. I've turned my disappointment into something, to a content, to a podcast, to a talk show, whatever it is. Because I showed up. I didn't give up. So, guys, if there's anything you want to rant on, let me know. And then we can run that together, because we're actually rounding up the show now. The time flies. I can't believe it's 1 hour already. And I'm happy. As like when I came here, when I walked in here, I was a grumpy man. like one of my friends said, he said, when you're angry and when you're happy, we don't know the difference. Actually, there's a difference. I know inside of me there's a difference. Also, my facial expression also tells sometimes. But when I walked in here, I was not a happy man. But now checking out here, I'm relieved. I'm in a better state of mind. And that's what I want. That's how I should be. Unfortunately, I don't have access to TikTok. So I didn't know, because they said there's a message coming up there, but I actually don't have access to it, so I can't actually see anything on TikTok at the moment, but I've been told it was on. So if you guys have my number, you can just message me if there's anything that I need to know that is very important. I do not have access to it right now, but I've been told it's on, but I don't know what's going on there, because I'm far from it. So, guys, one more time, shout out to BPM Solution. They are our sponsor. Shout out to EA, Esther A Coaching. Reach out to them if you need career change, or if you're already changing, they will help you with your transition. Also, like I said, there's a Unity Cup coming up this coming weekend in London. So you guys, please be there. Rushwali Gala. Yeah, right, the one. Rushwali Gala happening this Friday, 29th of May in Regency, London. So that's an event coming up. You guys should try and show up, and that's a two different show actually, guys. So the Rushwali Gala is actually happening on 29th Friday. That's a gala event, and then Unity Cup is the one happening at the Valley in Charlton. So let's support the Super Ego as they try to reclaim the trophy, the Unity Cup. So and also Posh P Therapy also is there for you if you need to reach out to us for anything you want to talk about, and we're happy to be part of your journey, you know, to healing, to fulfillment. And on that episode, I think I'm going to be calling it a day for today. Thank you to everyone. I'm really sorry for everything that's gone wrong or right today. I apologize to everyone. Even on behalf of my friend who was not able to make it today,
I do apologize, guys. Well, I'm going to bring her back. Devin, she actually gave me an offer. She wants me to come on her own radio show also. So I can talk on it. And she says she's definitely going to make up for this one. So apologies that we couldn't give you what you guys expected today. But having said that, I think we've had a good time. I think this is still a good show. From my point of view, disappointment happens all the time. But we need to rise up and challenge it. And with that, we'll come out a new being. And that is it today. And I love you guys. And I care about you. And go and win for the week. And I'll see you next week. God bless you.
Be honest, almost so many things just distress my mind. I don't know how to describe what I feel inside, but I go vibe. Cause some days I've been so confused about where I'm at, but thank God say I did alive, I'm grateful for that. Almost I go vibe. I'm alright. I get my head on my shoulder. Depression now, I like Uber. I'm okay, money are the other right. As I play, I check my mental. Every day I tell myself that I'm okay, I'm alright. I'm okay, I'm alright. See why you okay, she the alright.
A day on my grind, I just don't want to be broken, so I don't go get it. But I go day all right. Life is easy like ABC. Take a busy on my party. Timo shake shake mo jaye mi lo, mo shake shake mo party mi lo. Get the money no, money cut we wa. Me a go day out. Plenty think if it kill it, person so I must day all right.
So I go vibe. Vibe out. I'm okay, I'm alright.